So I'm at this party and I keep looking across the room at you because you look really familiar to me, but I can't place where from. You keep looking over at me and giving me that great smile of yours, and it's making me wonder, how on earth do I know this man and how can I introduce myself? Just as I'm kind of having those thoughts, you come up to me and you say my name, and I laugh because I'm embarrassed. Clearly we maybe do know each other and I just can't figure out how. And you remind me, you tell me that we knew each other in high school, that you went to my brother's school. I went to an all-girls Catholic school. And you went to one of the brother's schools, and we used to hang out with the same people. And I'm really embarrassed at this point because I feel like a little bit of a jerk because now I totally know who you are. And the only reason I just didn't really recognize you is maybe the glasses. You weren't wearing glasses anymore. And I don't know, maybe too, you were a little more forward. I remember you being, kind of quiet. Anyways, we catch up for a little while and, you start to tell me about how, you had the biggest crush on me in high school and how you wanted so badly to ask me out, but you didn't think I would give you the time of day. And I kind of feel bad about it because I don't know that I thought about it either way. But you tell me not to feel bad about it. You tell me that you were definitely too chicken to approach the idea at the time. And in fact, you have a really specific memory about me that it just sticks in your mind. And I ask you about it, and you proceed to tell me about this night when we were all in high school and we were all, I don't know, somewhere drinking in a park or something stupid. Usually we were in someone's parents' house. People's parents were always gone, it seemed like, and we always had parties. But for some reason, this evening we were all in some park and drinking. And after a couple of hours, the police drove by and we all had to run. And I remember now, and you're reminding me this, that you grabbed me by the hand and we started running and going through people's backyards, hiding behind bushes, doing everything we could to not be found. And we finally all get back into the cars. We somehow make it back to our cars and get in. And you and I are in the back seat. And apparently at this point, or not too long after, I fell asleep in your lap. And you tell me how my head was laying in your lap, my mouth just inches from your cock, just your jeans separating my lips from you. And you told me about how, as I was sleeping, I guess, how you stroked my hair and my face and tried really, really, really hard not to do anything more. After you share this memory with me, of course I don't remember this part in the car. I look up at you and I can see that you really, really want me. And I'm starting to think I really want you. So, not too long after that, you're grabbing my hand and we leave the party and go back to your place. And we start kissing and you start running your hands through my hair and whispering in my ear and telling me how badly you wanted me in high school and how you never ever thought you would have a chance to actually be with me. And oh my God, I wanted to be with you so bad too at that point. Oh, whatever shyness was there in high school was completely gone at this point. You made it very clear that that we were gonna be together, and soon your hands were taking off my clothes and you were kissing my breasts and you laid me down on the bed and moved down between my legs and started eating my pussy. It felt so good. Put your fingers inside of me as you're eating. Oh my God. I wish I'd known about this in high school. About you. Oh my God. If I had any idea. But then again, I wasn't putting out for anyone back then, so I tell you this just to make you feel a little better. Pretty much nobody was getting me at that point. But I have made up for some lost time, and oh my God, right now you're driving me crazy. Licking my clit. Oh God. Put my fingers in your hair. Push your face into my gut. Oh my God. Oh, you're so good. Stand up. Take off those pants. And I see that cock. Oh my God. I can't believe that my mouth was that close to that thing in high school and nothing happened. I joke. Oh my God. Oh. And then you slowly push it into me. Oh God, you're so big. Oh. Oh, it feels so good. I don't want you to stop and I won't keep going. Oh my God. Oh my God. fucking me harder and harder, grabbing my hips, pulling me up into you. Oh my God. Fuck. Oh my God, you're so hot. Oh my God. I tell you how close I am to coming, and then right as I'm about to come, oh my God, put a finger in my ass. Fuck. Oh my God. Oh my fuck. Oh my God. I didn't remember you from high school. There's no way, no way I'm gonna forget about you now. Holy shit. Wow. Baby.